This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Do this for me, would you, as we get going today? Forget about Europe and the stock market and LIBOR and the price of a barrel of crude oil, and consider instead corn and the future of the American economy. At the Mercantile Exchange in Chicago today, traders looked at the weather forecast for the Midwest. Not a whole lot of rain coming, apparently. And they promptly sent corn prices up another 3% on top of its recent rise. Marketplace's Sally Herships has the farm report today.
Not to be too corny, but corn really drives our economy, from cereal to animal feed to the gas in your tank, which is about 10% ethanol and made from corn.
I think the misnomer is that we are a gas economy or an information economy. If you want to really get right down to it, we're almost a corn economy.
Tom Perko is president of Bevmark, a food and beverage consulting company. He says as corn prices go up, consumers can expect to pay more, from the obvious, soda made with corn syrup, to the disposable cup you drink it in, even to your toothpaste. Corn is also a feed for our food.
Tell me how many cattle you have.
Ma'am, it's kind of like asking how much money we've got, but we run tens of thousands in a year.
Pete Bonds is with the Bonds Ranch in Saginaw, Texas. The drought hit his herd hard last year.
It just flat forgot to rain.
So Bonds Ranch had to sell off 50% of its cattle. That's what other ranchers are facing now. No grass and skyrocketing corn prices. William Tierney is chief economist at Ag Resources, a market advisory firm.
You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you go, I'm going to cut my losses now before they lose weight, before they lose condition.
Which means one silverish lining for steak lovers. The price of corn may be going up, but the price of beef is coming down. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.